Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting third. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Al Van Camp. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting seventh. The shortstop, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the Washington Senators, General Crowder. And now, play ball. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bluge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Van Camp scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Meyer for the out. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a pop-up towards short. Rein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Judge takes first base on ball 4. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. Judge moves to second. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kerr moves to second. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Oliver strikes out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Maynish. Berry reaches second base with a double. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden strikes out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-1 in the game. Maynish hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McManus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Van Camp scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats West for the out. Meyer moves to second. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-1 in the game. Rein hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Maynish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Judge takes first base on ball 4. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0-for-1 in the game. Bludge hits a pop-up towards third. Pickering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Judge. The throw from Berry and he is out, McManus applying the tag. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbain Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-1 in the game. Pickering hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynish. Pickering reaches second base with a double. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0 for 1 in the game. Van Camp bunts in front of the plate. Spencer fields it and throws to first for the out. Pickering moves to third. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to home to get Pickering. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0 for 1 in the game. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 2 in the game. Maynish hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Van Camp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0 for 1 in the game. McFadden strikes out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a fly ball into left field. Maynish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0 for 2 in the game. Rhine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. West strikes out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Judge hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McManus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus strikes out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pickering hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Webb moves to second. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Van Camp is 0 for 1 in the game. Van Camp hits a pop-up towards first. Judge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0 for 2 in the game. Bluge hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Crowder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spencer moves to second. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0 for 2 in the game. McFadden strikes out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a pop-up towards third. Bluge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch is 0 for 3 in the game. Maynisch hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 3 in the game. Rein hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 3 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Judge hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0 for 3 in the game. Bluch hits a line drive into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Barry juggles the ball. That's an error on Barry. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pickering hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0-for-2 in the game. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Van Camp moves to second. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McFadden is 0-for-3 in the game. McFadden strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Crowder hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-4 in the game. Manish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Manish reaches second base with a double. Meyer goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 1, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.